This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Owens, O-W-E-N-S, first name Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, date of birth, August 14, 1939, date of evaluation, November 12, 2024. The chief complaint, episode of fall, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The HPI. The patient is an 85-year-old male with a history of dementia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of GI bleed, who presented to the emergency department at Summit with generalized aches and weakness, period. He was found to have evidence of melena and positive occult blood in the emergency department. He was subsequently admitted, at which time his hemoglobin was noted to have dropped from 8.3 to 7.2. He was then given 1 unit of packed red blood cells, started on pantoprazole, and underwent EGD, period. EGD revealed a 1 centimeter ulcer along the greater curvature of period. The patient was subsequently discharged, period. He is now seen in my office for evaluation of atrial fibrillation. The past medical history includes gastric ulcer complicated by melena, next number acute blood loss anemia, next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number protein calorie malnutrition, next number dementia, next number chronic spondylolisthesis, next number hypertension. The past surgical history includes upper endoscopy, medications, pantoprazole 40 milligrams BID, diltiazem 180 milligrams 1 daily, tramadol 50 milligrams PRN. The allergies, aspirin, family history, non-contributory social history. He denies symptom correction. He denies alcohol use or drug use. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 58 beats per minute, non-specific ST/T-wave changes, period. The impression, patient is an 85-year-old male with history of dementia, history of falls, and further history of gastric ulcer, period. He has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. The patient is not a candidate for anticoagulation given his history of falls and GI bleed, period. He should be maintained on his PPI, period. No indication for aspirin, period. He had previously taken Pradaxa, period. this should be discontinued given the risk of falls and history of ulcer. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.